Sean, obviously the attendance hasn't been what people would like it to be. But we see a packed building here tonight. The weekend's here. You have to be confident that we're going to see crowds pick up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see tonight we have a sellout tonight, and the fan experience is unbelievable tonight. There's such an energy in the building.
Has the attendance been a concern to you? I know it cost a lot of money to get this event here.
Right.
It was the Canadian Hockey League that dictated ticket prices and not you guys, which I think is something where you guys are being blamed for, whether it be fairly or unfairly. But did you think that attendance would be a problem or not?
No, I mean, we knew during the week there would be some, obviously, not non-sellout games. But, you know, to date, we're 91% of the tickets have been sold. And sure, we'd like it to be 100, but we're pretty happy with how it's going.
At 90%, you do have to be pretty happy with that, even though maybe on television it hasn't looked that good.
Well, in the May long weekend, you know, people are out at the cottage watching there, or their favorite, tavern, or at the friend's house, and really, it's not a blacked out game like it is during regular season. So that that does affect sometimes people showing up. But we had 91% of the tickets sold.
Those who have been here, they've enjoyed the hockey tremendously.
Well, there's no doubt. You can watch it on TV, you can watch it somewhere else, but it's just not the same as the fan experience when you're here at the Brandt Center. It's been tremendous.
And as I said, the now we're in the playoffs. We don't know if the Pats are going to be there yet as I speak to you doing this, but if the Pats do move on and get into a final, and yes, I know you'd have liked it to have been a Swift Current Regina final, which we can't see, but this place should be hopping all weekend.
It will be the place to be this weekend. You really don't want to miss it. I mean, the Memorial Cup doesn't come along very often. I mean, it's been almost 20 years since the last time it was here. Who knows if it'll be 20 years from now. You want to be here this weekend.
You guys wanted to put on a big show. You succeeded in doing that. Yes, the weather didn't cooperate with you with the concert last week, but I think you've got to be fairly happy with the way things have gone.
We're very happy with how it's gone, and I think the people that have been here have been fantastically satisfied with the show, and I think if you were at the Eagles concert, other than the rain, it was fantastic.
You guys have said that you're going to be in for a loss on this, but even if the building was full, you'd have still been losing money, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we knew when we were bidding against the bigger arenas, and this being the 100, it was going to be a tough go. And so we knew when we made the bid of $3 million, plus the other expenses, which is 3.65, there was no way to get it into the black. But we didn't care. We were willing to make that investment to get it here.
And I guess that'd be the question. In this day and age, you want to make money on something, and yet you're saying, you know what, that didn't matter. So why would you do this in the first place if you didn't intend on making a profit?
Well, we never bought the Pats to make a profit. We all have businesses, all the partners of the Pats. We did it as a community thing. We wanted to bring home a winner. We wanted to bring home the Memorial Cup and the 100th anniversary of the Pats and the Memorial Cup, and that's why we got into this business.
When you saw the ticket prices, and I know you heard the complaints, and rightly or wrongly, it's too much, and I know there's been a lot of debate about that. If you could do it over, would you have lowered the ticket prices by $10, $20 or not? Or could you, knowing that you were going to maybe lose more money?
Well, we set the prices based on other competitive events. We looked at Red Deer, we looked at Saskatoon, we looked at Windsor last year, we looked at the Brier, the ticket prices, and we were less than money than the Brier here to come enjoy 10 days of hockey. And so when we looked at all that, and we looked at how much we already knew we had to invest based on our bid, and we wanted to make sure we brought it home, we set the ticket prices where we thought they were fair.
When you look at everything that's gone on in this city, was it almost a fact too, do you think, that part of it was almost, look, I can't go to the Brier. If I'm going to go to the Memorial Cup, I can't go to this. I can't, because we had so many sporting events here. Is that a factor in what we've seen here or not? Because I think maybe part of it is.
I guess everything is a factor. The economy is a factor. There's a lot of factors. But I also will tell you that there hasn't been a Memorial Cup that sold out the first four or five games. It just hasn't existed in the modern era. There's a lot of things that people have on their minds and can do. And during the week, it's a long tournament. But you can see here tonight, we're sold out. You're going to see the rest of it. And at the end of the day, we're going to be between 90 and 95% of all the tickets are going to be sold in this tournament.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, say what you will, and we don't know who's going to win. And obviously, I think a lot of people hope that Sam Steele is skating around the Brandt Center ice on Sunday with the Memorial Cup. But even if he's not, to Sean Semple and Queen City Sports Entertainment, the Memorial Cup Committee, this has been a successful tournament.
It has. I mean, if you just think about, we don't have an NHL franchise here, but those players that are out there, they're going to be the NHL stars of the future. If you want to come and see the NHL stars of the future, they're on the ice this weekend. They won't be here next weekend.
Good. Sean, thank you very much.